Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer, and you're listening to Profiles in Prosperity. I am so happy today to have one of my former colleagues join me. The amazing Sarah Blackhall is the Vice President of Creative for ServiceNation. She joined ServiceNation when she was still in graduate school in 2010. She's had such an amazing and impressive career. She started as a graphic designer on a two-person team, and she was promoted to manager. She grew the team, became art director, then creative director, then Vice President of Creative. In that role, she is in charge of all the graphic and content development at ServiceNation, and she is in charge of ServiceNation conferences, the International Roundtable and Service World Expo. Sarah has a master's in design, and more recently, she added a certificate in meeting management. Service World Expo is what I want to talk with Sarah about today. There's a lot that goes into creating Service World Expo. It's fascinating, all the stuff that goes into it, and they managed to create a great conference for contractors. So today, we're going to get to peek behind the curtain, learn about Service World, why you should go, and how to get the most from it. So Sarah Blackhall, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you so much, David, and thank you for that great introduction. I really appreciate it.
You're such an impressive person, and you are such a joy for me to work with, so it's great to have you on the podcast. So let's start off with the basics about Service World. Where and when is it going to be this year?
This year, it's going to be at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. The convention center and also the hotel block are at the same venue. That is in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. And it is close to Orlando, and our guests will be flying into the Orlando airport in order to get there.
Wow. Also close to Disney World then, I'm guessing, right?
Correct. Yes.
Very nice. And Service World is open to anyone in the industry, right? You don't have to be a member of ServiceNation or Service Roundtable.
That is correct. We welcome contractors who are not members of ServiceNation or Service Roundtable or any of our programs to attend. We encourage it. We love new people to come to the show. And we actually have a welcome mixer this year, specifically for people that are new attendees and some associations as well. And we invite everybody who's never been before to come to that event and network with our mentors and coaches.
Wow, what a great opportunity. It's an interesting thing because not all the conferences are open to everybody, but this one is, and I think it's one of the many things that sets it apart. So how does somebody register for this?
You can register by going to serviceworldexpo.com. That's the easiest way to register. And if you are interested in exhibiting, you can apply for a booth space. And then once you're accepted for a booth, we'll send you information about registration.
So is it the usual kind of thing? You register early, you get a big discount?
Yes, we do have registration pricing based on registration date. At this point for this show, we have a $100 discount on the full registration tickets. And that will change on September 16th. It'll go to on-site pricing. So I would encourage anybody who is interested in coming this year to register before September 16th to take advantage of that $100 off.
Right. Save money. Register now. Great idea. So managing a conference this size, there's thousands of people in attendance, is a really big deal. When do you start planning for it?
We start planning for these bigger conferences that we have in the fall about 2 years out, sometimes more. There's a lot of components that go into getting ready for an event of this scale. One of the biggest pieces is the overall venue for the event. And that's something that we start working on about 2 years out.
That's amazing. So what else goes into the planning and putting on of Service World Expo?
Besides the convention center, we always have a hotel block. And sometimes the hotel block is within the same facility where the convention center is, the same company. Sometimes we have multiple hotels throughout a city. Usually, if it's not all in one location, we'll have contracts with four other hotels besides the convention center. We have a call for speakers that we put out every year where we ask people to apply to speak. And normally, we have 4 to 5 times the amount of slots that people apply for our event. So there's a lot of interest in people speaking for our breakout sessions. We have a talent agency that we consult with to hire keynotes. That's a big piece. Speaker, breakout speaker, keynote speaker, and workshop management. We align with various organizations. We have a decorating company. We have an AV company. We have a registration company. And we also have other companies that support our show, and this varies from event to event, location and facility. Then other components of our show, of course, there's registration. This year, we're going to have a podcast stage and a demo stage within the expo hall. And I mentioned earlier, we're going to have our new attendee mixer as well. In addition to the general session, keynotes, workshops, breakouts, there's, of course, the expo hall and all the exhibitors that are in the expo hall. A lot of them are sponsors and they're sponsoring different aspects of our event as well. And then we have parties and we have 4 different social events this year that people can participate in as well.
Oh, the parties are the best. So what have you got planned this year?
Well, we have an opening party at the convention center that's right after our keynote speaker, Damon John, and there'll be a opportunity for attendees to take photos with him, which is very exciting.
Damon John, that's awesome.
Yes, we'll have appetizers and drinks at that party and some other things going on there. And that's going to be sponsored by Service Fusion. We have our happy hour in the expo hall that's on Wednesday. And we have a lot of great things going on there. There'll be food and drinks. And it's another opportunity that people have to network and engage with the exhibitors. Later that evening, we have a party at Pandora, the World of Avatar at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. So that'll be a great time. That event is sponsored by Daikin Comfort Technologies. And Thursday, after our closing keynote, we have a mixer that's intended to be a opportunity for all of the attendees to discuss implementation plans with coaches, which is something that we introduced in the spring and was very popular.
Oh, that's a great idea because, you know, people get a list of things that they need to do. You come up with all these lists of things you want to do, and the problem is going back to your company and implementing it. And so what you're saying is they'll get a chance to talk with people that can tell them how to actually go about doing this implementation.
Correct. I mean, it's one thing to go to a conference, listen to a lot of seminars, listen to advice, and it's another thing to actually go home and, you know, pick a few key golden nuggets of information that you've learned and then take them back, make an implementation plan, and then actually execute that implementation plan.
Man, what a great idea. That really sets you guys apart. That's a terrific idea. So you mentioned one great speaker. That's the guy from the Shark Tank, right?
Correct.
Oh man, he should be really good. I've seen him on the Shark Tank. He seems like a really smart guy. Good get there. Any other exciting speakers?
Sure. We have a few more keynotes that we're featuring. We have Kristen and Justin Deese. And they're going to be presenting Finding Your Tribe, Community Powered Growth. And they're going to have a contractor panel as well that they'll be interviewing. We have John Formica, and he'll be presenting Making the Customer Experience Magical in Your Business Today. Kyle Scheel, Becoming an Idea Factory, How to Turn Yourself into an Innovation Machine. We also have our former president of Service Nation, Matt Michelle, doing a keynote. He's going to be presenting Be the Best. He's going to talk about living your best life. And the interesting thing about Matt is he's actually interviewed quite a lot of contractors about their experiences running and also exiting from their businesses. He gave us a little preview in the last meeting I was in, and it's just fascinating.
Yeah, he's a great speaker, too. I mean, you know, I've known Matt for years, of course, and it will be good. I mean, I've just never seen him do a presentation or a speech that wasn't just top notch. So that will be great. Good deal. So what do you think about when you're selecting breakout speakers? I mean, I thought it was really interesting. What you told me is that there's 4 to 5 times more applications than there are breakout speaker slots. So that means you get to be very selective in who you're choosing for the breakouts. So how do you go about selecting those people?
There's a number of different things that we look for when selecting breakout speakers. We want a varied program. So we definitely want a variety of topics. Not every topic is going to be interesting to every person. We don't want a program that's completely people talking about financials or people talking about marketing. We want various topics so that everybody can receive some help or guidance or ideas with the topics that interest them most or most relevant to them at this time in their business. We try to make sure we have different topics for different sized companies. Also, we want some that target younger companies, and we want some that target more established companies who are looking to grow. Not that the younger ones aren't looking to grow, but there's different topics that may be more relevant to different size companies.
Sure.
We definitely want some contractors on the lineup, contractors teaching contractors, and we want different industries as well. So if you look at the lineup, we have HVAC companies, we have plumbing companies coaching other companies. And then we have some partners and exhibitors also on our schedule who are offering an educational opportunity to our attendees.
Sounds like a lot of work, but good for you. I know you guys have had some great speakers there. So, you know, one of the weird things about our industry is that most contractors actually don't go to any conferences at all. So what are they missing out on?
The biggest thing that they are missing out on is networking. They're missing out on networking with other contractors, with mentors. They're missing out on discussing how those other contractors and mentors put ideas into play at their businesses, maybe lessons they learn, tips that they have. And then there may be an opportunity where someone else at the event could help troubleshoot some of the things going on in your business. A lot of the contractors and mentors in attendance at our event are people who built successful businesses, and some of them have exited from them, and they come year after year, and they love to pay it forward, and they love teaching the next group of contractors.
So what should a contractor do to get the most out of the conference?
Well, don't show up to the event and wander around. Definitely look at the schedule and make a plan in advance so that you can get the most out of your time investment. Look at which seminars might be most relevant to you, what kind of things you need to learn about to grow your business, and really have a plan in advance before you show up in Florida.
So if they haven't been to this before, the first timers meeting would be a great thing for them to go to, right?
Absolutely. And that's taking place on Tuesday this year at this event. It's Tuesday at 2:30, and there'll be signs directing the location, but it's going to be in the La Mesa patio.
So one of the things I know that I've been guilty of when I visit a trade show is that when I go to the trade show, I sort of walk down the middle of the aisle so that the vendors won't talk to me as much. But what I've learned is that the vendors are your partners.
Absolutely.
And what I've found to be a good strategy is to actually visit each vendor and ask them what they can do to help me grow my business or become more profitable. And when I've done that, I have found some amazing tools that are available to me.
Absolutely. I absolutely recommend that everyone does that.
Now, you mentioned that there are people to help with the implementation. So I guess one of the things that people ought to do if they go to this is make sure that they're taking notes, create a list of ideas, kind of order them and think about them, and then make sure they visit the implementation session. What was that?
It's the very last thing we have on the program after the closing keynote. They'll want to stay around, and it's going to be in the ballroom right after the closing keynote. They'll want to stay around. And to your point, taking notes throughout the event is a great idea. What I would do is figure out, and you can use this session as a tool, but figure out what the two or three top things are that you want to focus on. Because if you try to focus on too many things at once, you're not going to be able to implement that many things. So focus on your key two to three things you want to implement, network with the coaches and other contractors, figure out a plan of action, and then execute that plan of action.
When I go to a show, I'm actually a little bit of a shy person, and I have a hard time meeting other people. Do you have any hints for people that are going to a trade show? You mentioned that it's really important for people to get to know the other contractors. Any ideas for them? How do you go about meeting other people at a trade show?
I think a great strategy is generally introduce yourself to some people that you don't know. Try to sit if you're having meals or at networking events, try to either sit or stand near some people that you don't know, companies you don't know. Introduce yourself, talk to the people on your left and right, get to know them. You may have some things in common, and make a point to do this with at least a handful of other companies while you're there. The more, the better.
Good stuff. Well, I am so excited about this trade show. Let me ask you a question. Are there any significant podcasters going to be there on the podcast stage?
We have a podcast stage. at the expo this year, and we will be featuring Profiles in Prosperity Wednesday, October 16th at 1:05 p.m. in the expo hall.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for the plug, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm excited to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not sure who I'm going to interview yet, but it's going to be a great interview. And I'm looking forward to Service World Expo. It is just the best expo in our industry, the best one for residential service contractors. And you guys do such a fantastic job putting it on, Sarah. So congratulations to you and the whole team.
I appreciate that. There are a lot of people involved. I absolutely cannot take the credit for this show, certainly not alone. We bring, you know, just from Service Nation, we bring 20 to 30 staff to run this event. There's probably 20 or 30 people that help run it that are not from Service Nation as well. Different groups that we align with for services. And of course, there's the venue staff that always work very hard to make sure that the program runs smoothly. So there's quite a few people involved in running a program of this size. And there's a lot of people that deserve credit for making it successful every year.
Looking forward to it. All right, Sarah, thank you so much for doing this with me. I appreciate it and looking forward to seeing you at the show.
Thanks so much.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.